Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a final hour of Silly Sauce right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Happy to have you here. Make sure you follow us also on YouTube and Twitch. J-Fay, what's our official handle so I don't butcher it?
On YouTube?
Yes.
We are...
Look, if you didn't know, you're just going to tell me. I could have butchered it myself. Maybe it's Miami.
I'm just kidding. We are Miami 104.3 WQAM.
Yes. Sweet. There you go. Solid. You write high in the chat to make sure it's the correct one. Smart. I was going to do it too. But yes, that is your home for all things South Florida. And that is your home for all things sports. So let's go ahead and get you your headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Let's go ahead and give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. And I think there could be one that I potentially missed. No, I did that one too. Great. Your Miami Dolphins had Chris Greer speak today. He spoke to the media. Few things of note, of course. He finally admitted that the team has gone through a reset. He refused to call it a rebuild, of course, but he says that his decision to pull back on big spending and free agency was not an edict from owner Steve Ross, which I'm assuming means direct order. That's context clues, everybody. Greer said it simply was time to do a reset because of cap and roster management issues. The direct quote was, "Steve has never given us a directive on how to do it." Why do we keep using these big words? He said, adding that he and Dolphins executive Brandon Shore spent time at Ross and Tom Garfinkel and Mike McDaniel. At some point, you have to reset. That was a big quote there. When you make aggressive moves like we had for a few years, you have to reset and start over. It's not sustainable.
Agreed. Yeah, that's
obvious, right?
He couldn't have said it any better himself. Keep in mind that the owner may have wanted to go out and spend crazy money and let's do everything we can to get the players to, you know, all this money I'm putting into this. Let's see if we can, you know, go make a run. And then you back off of that. That's good business. Like I'm not mad at him. I think here's the thing. Like I've said what I had a problem with. Not if you're a GM, if I'm a GM, I'm definitely keeping the people that I drafted so that it makes me look good. Okay. That being said, they went out and got all the big names and it didn't result in winning. So at what point do you have to, you know, get off of that and do something different. So yeah, that's like, that's just, but here, let's think of it this way. When you look at the success rate of the drafts, and that means you definitely have to include the guys who are playing, but not here, right? They've brought in a lot of talented guys. They weren't 100% successful, but they brought in a lot of talented guys who were playing football in the NFL. And so from that standpoint, I think the organization's job as evaluators is good. Now, if you have questions with what guys they're bringing in as far as positions, then you can question that. And you can question how they were easily moved off by certain positions only to have that position bite you in the butt, right? And I'm talking about offensive line. I'm talking about defensive line when you let Van Ginkel walk, but that's because you were so top heavy with your money, you couldn't afford to keep him for $10 million. So there's that. And then when you look at people are going to complain about backup quarterback, I'm just like, hey, man, not for nothing, but when you got to go to your backup quarterback, you're already toast.
Yeah, for sure. Now, a couple other things that were mentioned in this press conference were the idea that the team is attempting to grow closer together. He commented on the departures of Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, as well as the commitment Tyreek Hill has made this offseason to be invested in the team. But one thing that I didn't mention earlier on in this show that I think is something that all South Florida sports fans are going to like hearing, Greer said that Florida Panthers general manager Bill Zito and Matthew Tkachuk came over and talked about how the uniqueness and closeness of the locker room is so important. That has been a Dolphins emphasis. Zito and Tkachuk bought the Stanley Cup with them. So I don't know how many times this past season we looked at Bill Zito do something crazy and then be like, how come everyone else can't do that?
But you know what? They did basically the same thing that the Dolphins tried to do, except they did it with younger players and with guys who fit exactly what they were doing. They didn't just sign names. Guys who fit the mold of what they were looking for.
Well, that was obviously, you know, the discussion they had this offseason after the prior way they tried to do it failed multiple times.
Right. They weren't tough enough. So think about this. So what player that the Dolphins have signed that have had the same kind of impact as a Matthew Tkachuk?
Same kind of impact as a Matthew.
Because I would say Tyreek Hill, but
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with, okay, what guy have they traded for that had the same impact as Brad Marchand?
You know, I would say Calais Campbell, but, you know, it didn't lead to the same success. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Right. And, you know, so they've had guys, but not guys that they gave money to and signed all these guys they signed in the offseason that have had noticeable impacts. Well, Jones, who they bring in? Who's that guy? That glue guy that they brought in? I would say the closest thing I can think of, Zach Sealer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But he was already under contract.
I was gonna say he was already there. Seth Jones is more like a Seth acquisition. Jones, right. Like a potentially, I don't know. See, and it just doesn't align. I can find comparisons if I want to stretch it.
I know it's tough to compare. It's tough to compare, but relative to the amount of money they're making, the salary cap is very equal, because you can only sign 8-year deals in hockey. Nobody's making ridiculous amounts, right? You get $8-9 million to get you a top player, you know, but that's relative to what the salary cap is.
Sorry, I was watching Figgy change the nitrous can in her Need for Speed vehicle chair, and then I noticed that she was actually just putting Scooby on her lap.
Because he just kept on insisting.
Yes, of course. Just like he was eyeing down his clothes, according to you yesterday.
He was. You know what, Jennifer?
She said eyeing down his clothes.
Yes.
Some things we didn't get a chance to mention. I think you were doing your hit when we talked about this, Leroy. And this is probably just going to piss you off anyway, so I'm glad we skipped you on this. But our boy Messi and the Pinks are back in action tonight if you want to watch them. And do you know what they're playing in, Leroy? Another tournament. Or this is possibly the same tournament from the last time that we talked. But sometimes they take breaks. This is the League's Cup. Remember when they were going against that the Mexican clubs and stuff?
Oh yeah, now they're in the quarterfinals or the semifinals.
They're in the semifinal now against.
Is that tonight?
Tonight against Orlando, and that'll be at Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. So I think Messi is still sidelined with a hamstring injury. I just find it amazing that I think the last time I guest hosted, we talked about them entering this tournament, and now like weeks later. We're still in this damn tournament.
Has it been a month? They've been playing this tournament for a month.
I have no idea what's going on.
And then they're like, wait, here's what's crazy. They'll be playing in this tournament. You'll get all excited and they go, okay, Wednesday we play Columbus. For what?
For what?
League game.
Yep, just a normal game. Just back to the regular season, everyone. So we're going to power through with that. And speaking of games, I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the Marlins yesterday, Leroy.
I did. Oh, my goodness.
What the hell was that? Yeah.
It was like Looney Tunes going around the bases. Dan, 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 dan. It was 2-2. And then somebody hit one off the wall. Yeah. And then that was it.
Nine runs. Jay Figg says that she was there until the seventh. She did one of those where you leave. You're like, this is probably going to be a close game. And then you look at the score like, what the hell happened after I left?
Right. When I saw the score, I was like, there's no way. Because even in the car, I was still looking at the score.
Yeah.
And it was still, how much was it already? You know what? I think, because I had gone in Lupa's car. So then on the way back to the studio, I think it was like 7-2, to be honest. You know, now that I think about it, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, it didn't stop
still there. Still crazy that it went to 11.
No, for sure. Didn't stop there, unfortunately.
That means that there were people in the lineup that batted twice.
Yeah, and more hits were given up in that last top of the ninth than the entire game prior to that, so... Horrible, horrible, horrible. But, hey, I got some good news for you guys. If you're looking for a bounce back, you can go ahead and flush that one down the toilet. You can only focus on the future. And those Miami Marlins are actually in action right now. And they're losing. They're losing 1-0, top of the first. Man, all right. Well, 8 minutes into the first pitch, and we're losing. Nothing too shocking, but look, they still have an opportunity to make 500. Who knows if that's going to happen? They're definitely going to make the wild card, but it was fun while it lasted. A couple more notes out of the NFL before we go to break here. Kyle Hamilton inks a $100 million extension, becomes the NFL's top paid safety. And Rashee Rice to serve a 6-game suspension to start the season.
Yeah, now we were just talking about in Cleveland, we were talking about Junkins. Like, what's going to happen with him? Because his case got thrown out, and I was just saying, man, it's a tough spot to not get any trouble legally, but get in trouble legally.
Yep.
Right? So,
Quinshon Judkins, he was out of Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
I'm telling you, the only reason why I know these people is because this new NCAA College Football 25 that came out. Which is why, look, I was able to spot when we drafted Ollie Gordon, I was like, hey, this guy was good. Because when you played with him in the game, he had a little star underneath his name. So, you know, he was good. I didn't know anything about him, but I knew if you got a couple plays with him, he'd start glowing. And I'm like, get him the ball. And lo and behold, college football doesn't lie, baby. When we come back, we are going to learn about someone who does lie. And that is Brittany. We're going to play probably our final episode of Why You Always Lying. And then we're going to finish off the show with an appearance from Michael Yo. So stay tuned. We still got much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
She's playing the hits, Leroy. I promise. She's playing the hits. She's remembering the time earlier she was dancing with somebody. She had bad blood. It's been a solid day of hits there, Brittany. I appreciate you slanging the hits. Now I need you to slang the lies. This is our attempt to find out more about our favorite lovely producer named Brittany.
Oh my gosh, your favorite? That's so kind.
Producer named Brittany. Favorite producer named Brittany.
That's like I tell my daughter all the time. You are my favorite daughter.
Top daughter for sure.
I'm your only daughter. I'm like, hey. Oh, you get the bit. She's like, what the hell is a bit?
So now she will tell us two lies, one truth. We will attempt to determine which one is the truth.
No trickery. Because you did some shady crap.
I didn't do anything last time. It was a lie. The way to be good at a lie is to, there's some tiny truth.
He's just mad that I won.
Oh my goodness.
Me? No, Leroy's mad.
Oh.
I will let us determine if we can sniff out her lies this time.
Yep.
The final rendition of Why You Always Lying.
Why You Always Lying. All righty. For my first statement, every single one of my tattoos is a reference to a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, okay. 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 Do we let her get the other statements out, or do we quiz her on this one?
No, get the other ones.
Okay. I got questions about that one.
When I was in middle school, I was such a big One Direction fan, the biggest fangirl ever, that I had fan pages across all platforms, as well as I wrote fan fictions on Wattpad.
On what?
And Tumblr.
Tumblr. I'm just gonna assume it's like a Tumblr or Tumblr.
What is your problem, JFig? What's going on? Why do you make that? What's happening here? What's going on?
Because listen, I've seen that look before. That look is already quite. Jennifer's basically saying she don't even need the third story.
No, seriously. I feel like this has to be the lie because.
This?
Wow.
Wait, can I just say this?
How?
Yeah.
How can you be a one
you wrote
direction?
Fiction?
How can you
I
be
wrote
a
fiction.
One direction?
I wrote
and
fiction.
Say I got Taylor Swift tattooed all over my body.
Yeah, we got to find out those okay. timelines.
What's the third one?
Feel like
what's
that's
the third one? Third one. Give me the third
okay.
one.
Okay. Okay. No, I can't show. That's not the point. I'm going to hide my tattoos until it's time to reveal. Let's relax, everyone.
I need to
see them.
Okay, go.
No. That's not how it works.
What's the third one?
At some point in my life, I was platinum blonde.
All right. Some
like,
point in
are
your
all
life.
Okay.
I'm going to say this.
Two of them are.
Every person, every female has tried different color hair. So I'm not going to just dismiss
blonde,
that. Like blonde, blonde. Like really blonde.
Right. See, Jennifer did it. So.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's goth. So she doesn't like for you to go that route when you like black everything is a reach. Right. I'm going to just say that. That's way outside your comfort zone. How's
so just
that?
Reviewing her three statements.
Right.
First one was all her tattoos.
Taylor Swift over her body.
Every correct. Single one of my tattoos is a reference to a Taylor Swift song.
Okay, but like what song?
How many?
I have 9 tattoos.
Okay, and what are some of those tattoos?
I don't feel like that's fair to you. Can't ask
it is
me that.
Fair
no, you cannot ask me that
I
question.
I was supposed to know if this realistic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to show every single tattoo that makes together, no. That's not.
What about
fair.
This one? There's one that's visible at the very least. I saw one already. That was on your right wrist potentially. All right, look, that one's visible.
Wait, I can't see it. What is it?
We've already
it's
seen this
sun.
One.
A sun.
The sun.
Yes.
Okay. Super. Hey, listen. Let me tell you. Groundbreaking.
Daylight.
Whoa!
Hey, you
maybe.
Know you talking about two Swifties. If she says she got a tattoo of Taylor Swift, Jay Fig gonna know what the song is.
Exactly.
Exactly. Let me see the tattoo.
I'm not gonna show you every single one. No, that's not
the
how it works.
Ones. Just the visible ones.
Oh,
so
look, that's the only
daylight.
One that's visible. Look. Oh.
Where the rest of these tattoos?
I feel like I have seen more.
Oh, I see one. Left arm.
What?
What's that one? That one, Brittany.
What is that? What song is that one about, huh? Bad Blood?
I don't know.
I don't like this one.
All right, let's figure this out.
Okay, wait. How many sessions did it take for you to get blonde?
It took me. I did it at home too. It was during COVID. I was going through a really rough time. And me and my cousin decided, I was like, you know what? I want to go blonde. So it took me 5 processes to get to the color that I wanted to. That's including toner. That's including everything.
Hey, as a person with no hair, I wouldn't know the first question.
And I had to make it, I had to stagger
it. It took me 12 minutes and I had a blue beard. So
there was times where there was literally a period of time where I had orange hair because I had to keep processing it.
All right. That
Jennifer,
happens.
Is this
that happens.
Legit? Does this sound right?
Of course.
Well, my
does.
Next question was going to be, did it lean towards, like the bleach, did it lean towards orange shade or?
Orange, of course.
Okay. All right. So she's before. Okay. All right.
It was
you know
so,
what? See, I didn't ask that question. So Brittany,
it was so
hide,
bad.
You didn't.
Did she lean with it? Did
just,
she rock with
no,
it?
No, I was just saying, like, I'm just.
I got it.
Sorry, what?
How long did it take for you to grow it out?
They didn't get it.
Okay, so what I ended up doing was, obviously, I have very dark hair. This is my natural hair color, okay?
Same.
And I...
Maybe.
Did you have to bleach your eyebrows?
No, I didn't. I left my eyebrows dark. No.
Ooh, that's a terrible look.
Oh,
Jesus.
I didn't bleach my eyebrows. What are you
I
trying
know.
To say?
Terrible. Oh, you're so rude. Anyways.
I mean, don't you have to match?
No. It's a look. It's a
oh,
look.
Really?
It serves kinda a different
wild.
Kind of look. But anyways, okay. What happened was, like, I had always dyed my hair black. And so then when I bleached it, it turned super orange. Even some parts were red, like especially the ends and stuff, because that's where like the most dead and like concentrated hair was at. And so what happened was is that I'm trying to remember like the timeline of it, but I then dyed the front pieces. I had dyed the rest of my hair dark again. Then I chopped it off. I still had the blonde. Then I dyed my whole head black again. And I had chopped it off to like a really short bob. And I had a bob for years so I could grow out all of like that hair. Yeah, I had a bob for years. Yeah, I had my hair. The last time I chopped my hair off like into a bob, and now I feel like my hair is finally like all is my natural hair. There's no dye in it. There's nothing. Was last year, and I chopped my hair up to like here.
Well, when we met you, you had a fade with.
I did. I had a fade. Yes.
You got a lot out here looking like Grace Jones.
You had a mohawk look, at one point.
I got more questions sure about did. That fan fiction. Tell okay. me more about
yeah,
the fan
yeah.
fiction.
Yeah, we need more information on that.
Okay, so I was in middle school and
Loser.
One Direction. Oh, okay, well, that's not nice.
I apologize.
One Direction was on the scene. They were on the scene. They had just hit the airwaves with What Makes You Beautiful. And I fell in love. I was truly, deeply, madly in love, of course. And at the time, Tumblr was a thing. Wattpad was a thing. I know that's not a something that you folks know about.
You keep saying that other word
you
that
folks.
I'm
Wattpad. It's like a writing forum, like you know Substack. There it's no. a writing forum. Okay, well it's a writing forum where you
Substack
can post.
Sounds delicious.
No. Anyways, it's a writing forum that you could put on the internet. Like you write things and you put it on the internet. Well, this was like the Wattpad was a place for fangirls, and you created fan fictions, and you wrote stories about One Direction or whatever, like Justin Bieber.
Did you write horny little stories?
No. I was very innocent. Those stories did exist, but I didn't write those.
You sound like the girl.
You don't ask that.
I'll find you. You sounded real creepy right now, Brittany.
I think you're writing horny little
Marco's
stories.
I said, no. I said I didn't write those stories, Leroy. What makes me creepy about that?
We know the truth.
Mine were innocent stories about falling in love with Harry Styles. Okay, don't be don't.
For sure.
I was like 12, 13.
I know all the girls when I was in New Renaissance Middle that were reading the Zane books and all
those
other
books.
What
exactly, like, let's say, like, do you remember something you wrote, like a passage you wrote?
Yeah,
or a haiku.
She's not writing scripture.
A passage that I wrote? No, I mean, I remember that one of the storylines for one of my fan fictions was that I got like a VIP experience with One Direction, and then Harry Styles was like, oh my gosh.
So that never happened.
Oh, yeah. These are horny stories. It's not scripture. It's scripture. I know what the hell's going on.
No, it's not. I swear it wasn't. I swear.
We know what's crazy, though?
My handles on Instagram, on Twitter, were like Britney Styles. Like, it ran deep.
Wow. All right. Well, okay. All right. For time's sake, let's go ahead and make our selection.
Question.
Yeah, of course. Question.
Do you have a tattoo for almost every album?
No, there's some repeating albums, because there's some albums that mean more to me than other ones.
Like which ones?
Like Folklore, Evermore, Lover.
He really likes these one word titles.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's make our selection to determine which one is the truth. Which one do you think is the truth? I'll go first. I think it's true that you were writing horny little stories.
That's a lie, because that's not it.
Okay, fine. I think the truth is that you ran several social media pages.
Publications
surrounding
the New York
Wonder
Times bestselling author.
I think you had multiple social media pages about One Direction and wrote potentially horny little stories.
Okay.
I did not.
I'm gonna say that the tattoos are real.
Okay.
Because the my daughter was into One Direction. and the time frame seems off.
Okay.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Because your daughter is significantly younger than.
Correct. And I'm trying Britney's to think old. When yeah. my daughter was into One
He's
Direction.
He's calling me old.
Because Britney's much, elderly yeah. is what you're saying.
Yes. Correct.
How old? Thank you, Leroy.
Past her prime. 17. Is what you're saying.
17.
And she 17. Was like in middle school.
Rebecca was in middle
no,
school.
No, he's yes. see that he's wrong. His timeline is
wrong. No, because I have cousins who were also obsessed with One Direction. But
JFA, you're even older than Britney, so we can't even.
I know, but no.
Your memory at a certain age. I can't trust it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Leroy has his reasoning and he selects that okay, one. So JFig, which one do you think
remember that this man does not know timelines?
It's true. No, listen, he's the worst Italian, but I want him to be wrong.
Okay, but so wait, he said that was a lie. He didn't give us a truth.
Right. I did. Oh. I said the tattoos.
Sorry. You're so right. Yeah. You're sorry. My apologies. Right. All right, JFig.
They're all lies.
Oh. What a twist.
They're all lies? Wow.
Well, because Jennifer tried to concentrate on the hair, and she sounded like when she told the story, she broke it down, and Jennifer was like, yeah.
No, not really, yeah. because you can easily break that one down. Do I believe she had a bob that short? No.
Oh.
But that's not the part of the story that, see, she does this. She throws caveats into the story, but it's not the meat and potatoes of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
JFig, do I have pictures for you, sweetie?
So we got to pick the truth.
I have pictures. You told me the truth was attached to
the hair. I'm going with the
hair. Oh, you're switching. You're pulling an audible. Switching you're switching.
Hair.
Okay.
I'm going with the hair.
So the truth is the hair?
Yeah. He's saying the truth is the hair. Marco said the truth is the fan fictions. What are you saying is the truth?
You know, I don't like any of this. I really don't believe that all your tattoos are Taylor Swift related.
All right, so you think that's a lie? Like,
from what I remember, I've seen your tattoos, and I don't think all of them are specifically for Taylor Swift.
All right, so if that one is a lie, what is the other lie, in your opinion?
You know what? I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to say the hair is also a lie, and your little fiction story. No, wait. It's true.
COVID make people do some crazy stuff.
All right. So what is... reveal the first lie.
The first lie is... I was never platinum blonde.
Ah!
So the reason why you tell the story your friend was, right?
No. I wasn't actually... I dyed these front pieces, like right here.
I believe that
I dyed
part,
them
yeah.
blonde.
Not the bob.
I had a bob though, Jen.
I don't believe.
Yes, that. I had a bob. I had a bob, girl. I did.
She looked like the builder around here.
I had the bob. I'll send you the pictures on the break. So yeah.
Yay.
All right. So that was the first lie.
Yeah, that was the first lie. I wasn't fully blonde. Then the second lie is. I only have two Taylor Swift tattoos. I don't have.
I knew it.
So you and JFig are correct. I did write fan fictions about Harry Styles.
You call them fan fictions. I call them horny little stories, baby.
No, they were not.
That is right. That is right. So we find out more and more about Britney every day.
I cannot wait to find these.
Liar.
Were they deleted?
No. You cannot. There is no trace of those. Don't find.
Oh. I'll find them.
There's no trace. Because I had like an alias name. You. I had an alias
when name. I say this, like, I don't want to disrespect you, Brittany, and I don't mean this about your character. I just mean it because it's a funny pun. But I did see some stories by an artist, Edgar Allan Poe, and I'm thinking, who exactly is writing these horny stories about One Direction? And now I know exactly who it is.
Wait, question. Aren't you the person who told me also that you were not a fan of when Taylor Swift
dated Harry Styles? Of course not, because I wanted to marry Harry Styles.
Okay, cool.
Britney Styles.
Like what?
It's all coming together.
You guys. It's all connecting. Come on now.
That's hilarious.
That was our Last rousing rendition of Why You Always Lying. I hope you guys now know more about Brittany than other than the fact that she just loves F1 racing. And we can allow her to be a normal human being on this show. But I am happy to announce when we go to break and come back, we will return with Michael Yo to discuss Miami Hurricanes football before we get out of here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy's Chest Show. This is unfortunate. Our boy, his screen broke, so he's doing his best. All right. If for some reason you join us on our Twitch or YouTube and see the camera at a weird angle, it's not his fault. He's doing his best, guys. He's doing his best. Brittany said nothing on Mr. Yo, correct? Oh, okay. We got him ready. All right, then let's go ahead and head out to our Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Let's speak to a man who is a legend in South Florida radio himself. He's killing it up on the stage, Mr. Michael Yo. Mr. Yo, how are you?
What's up? How are you?
Excellent, man. Excellent. Here with my boy Leroy Horde. Wanted to talk briefly. I know you're in town, not only because you'll be performing at the Fort Lauderdale and Miami Improvs this weekend, two shows each, but we got a big game this weekend, baby.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited about this Notre Dame game. Me and Alex Dono and Gio Milian, we've been talking about it, and this is what I love, is it goes to the old school. It's a classic game. It's just Miami. Like, we kind of lost what we had last year. We should have went further, but we had terrible defensive backs. But now I feel like Miami is it's the most balanced it's ever been in a while. And I'm so excited to take on Notre Dame, because I think when you look at both teams, they're kind of the same team on paper. You know, they both have, like, we got a quarterback advantage, but if you go through the lineup, I mean, like, they say their receivers are better, but really the receivers, besides the Malachi guy, the Great House guy, he only scored two touchdowns during the regular season, scored two in the national championship, but the game was 31-7 when he scored. So it was like throwaway touchdowns. So I really feel like this is a very even game on paper, at least.
The one thing you recognize from this Canes team more than any other is how big they are. Notre Dame is a massive team. They're huge. They can play football anywhere. I think that's where Mario Cristobal tried to get this team. I'm not sure if they're there yet, but they look the part. as of right now.
Well, but you do have to admit our offensive line is bigger than their defensive line. The thing they're banking on. So that's the thing. We outweigh them by a lot.
Yeah. I would just wonder, like, you know, is it going to be a matter of what defense can stop that offensive line? Because they're both massive offensive lines. What defense is going to be able to slow the other team down? Because if you can't slow either team down, they're just going to methodically run the ball down the field.
Well, I mean, but when did that really happen in college football where both teams are just running the whole game? That never happens. That never happens. And what I think is honestly going to happen, and I'll jump right into it, I think either way this game will be a blowout. I see Miami blowing out Notre Dame, but I don't think it won't be a close game. Because if you look at history, there's been three or four top 10 teams playing in the first week, and the closest game was 10-7 with Clemson and Georgia. The rest have been blowouts. You remember Florida State played, I believe LSU was 44-24, I think. Then there was another game that was like a 21-point lead, but they scored a touchdown at the end, so it was a 13-point win. This is the thing I feel. Both teams feel like they're prepared, but when you show up, one team is usually not prepared the first week in a big battle like this. And just by the history of it, one team is not going to be prepared. And I really think it's going to come back to quarterback play, because I don't care what people say about Carson Beck. They're trashing a dude that threw for over 3,000 yards his last two seasons, even in a bad season, that people say, in the SEC. The other dude hasn't thrown one pass. So to even compare that position or be like, Notre Dame's going to be all right, look, no, they're not. No, they're not. We saw what happened to Ian Book when he came in 2017. We saw what happened to Wimbush when they tried to put him in. I mean, it's going to be even to the next level, because if you listen to that in-book interview that just released, the Notre Dame quarterback, he said it's one of the loudest places he's ever played. Second loudest, louder than Michigan and louder than Georgia. And I compare it to this. I have two kids. And when my daughter knows she can annoy my son, she keeps doing it. Now that we really know how powerful that was, it's going to be 10 times that this time.
All right. Now, Leroy here is making some groaning sounds because he's a proud Michigan Wolverine with had a lot of success in his heyday and talked about the Big House, but he wasn't there. 2017, that Hard Rock Stadium. Were you there? Were you in person?
Yes. It was deafening. It's one of those things, Michael, tell me if I'm wrong. It's one of those things where you hear that noise and you think, I am glad I'm here. This is awesome.
Yes. It's a moment that like I relive all the time, and it's a thing that I'll remember for the rest of my life. And because of the beatdown of Notre Dame, and I really feel that's going to happen again, because I think people just think you can throw in a quarterback, unless that quarterback is the level of Jeremiah Smith at receiver, and which we all know he's probably not. Then I think it's going to be not a good day. And I really do think Heatherman's defense will be able to stop Love, because look at Love's stats, man. They call him elite. That's great. He averaged 70.3 yards a game. And against ACC teams, he averaged like 3 or 4 yards a carry. Like, look at his numbers. I mean, he's a great athlete and all that, but in big games, he doesn't show up. Look at Georgia and Penn State. He was hampered by injury. I get that. But in big games, he hasn't shown up. So we'll see.
Now, Michael, I know you have two shows at the Improv. I've seen your stand-up multiple times now, and it is something that, you know, from growing up listening to you on the radio, I don't necessarily see the transition a lot in regards to being able to be successful on that stage, but I've seen you and you're able to weave in things that happen in your real life, which things that are like relevant with what's happening today, but you're actually doing something even more special. I believe at 4:30 on Friday, we're going to have your podcast, correct?
I am so excited about this. For all the Miami Hurricanes listening to this station right now, 4:30 Friday afternoon, Fort Lauderdale Improv, me, Gio Million, Alex Dono, we're doing a Beat Notre Dame podcast. It's free for everyone to get in. We just want Miami fans. And if you listen to my podcast, I talk a lot of trash to Notre Dame fans. So I have this fear that a bunch of Notre Dame fans are going to try to come to in a peaceful way, but they're going to want to try to show us up. But right now, to be honest with you, me, Gio, and Alex, we wanted to make it free. And we're like, hey, man, if 25 people show up, that'd be great. Right now, the numbers are through the roof. So make sure you come on out. You have to RSVP, though. Just go to michaelyo.com, michaelyo.com, RSVP. And it's just going to be a Canes celebration. You know, Alex Dono right now is crushing it with the Miami Hurricanes, Locked On Canes podcast. And it's a thing where we all teamed up and was like, let's do a big podcast for the fans, you know, where it's free. And let's just have a good time. And, man, we're so excited about it. I'm just so excited about this game. I can honestly say we didn't know Cam Ward was going to be Cam Ward. But now after that, now we're like, we can see the potential, especially with a good defense. So, man, I'm fired up. I am fired up.
Well, we're fired up, too. We're happy to always hear from you again. If you have an opportunity to do so, make sure to go to michaelyo.com to get those tickets there. You just got to RSVP. It's free. You can see
free.
Him,
it's
Alex, I know more, man. You can't beat that. Free entertainment in South Florida on a weekend for the Miami Hurricanes. And if you want to go ahead and catch him live, he's also great stand-up. You're going to have an opportunity in Miami Improv on Saturday and on that Friday night as well. You could stick around, show up for the podcast, stick around for the late night show. That'll be Friday, yeah. August 29th. I appreciate you stopping by, Michael.
Thank you so much. And I want to give my prediction real quick. 35-20 Miami, and it's really 35-13. We just give them a touchdown at the end of the game.
So you just like,
I love it, Michael. Thank you, man. From your mouth to God's ears, baby. Let's go, Canes.
All right. All right. Go, Canes. I'll talk to you later.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, as I see Jimmy already in the back pressuring Brittany to get off the computer, I want to thank you for joining us on our wonderful hump day edition of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin returns tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Brittany's writing horny stories. Leroy's fixing something. And J-Fig will potentially be in person. Who knows? That and much more we'll find out when we come back tomorrow on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Very quickly, guys. Titties.
Were you in flip-flops?
No, I was in my frog socks.
I just got those socks.
Go to Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.